Knockoutmedia.com.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is Showtime Eric Young.
This is your favorite knockout, Tara.
This is WWE superstar, The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock to God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rack.
People are sheep, you understand me? They can't lead themselves, they need to be led. People buy and sell fear. I created war. And I think it's time for the masses to wake up.
Wake up and look at this line they're living in, man!
The world is deteriorating between their toes, and they do nothing about it. They only stand there, they whisper and wonder, but they never do anything about it. But I've seen it all in my dreams and in my thoughts. And above everything else, I understand.
This is not the beginning. Stand.
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
Aw, Puddin'. You know, you've always been pretty, but you've never been the smart one in this relationship.
And TNA.
Look at these bookmarks they found.
My gosh, can two human beings even do that? Hey, but you know, my secretary borrows this all the time. She may have put some of that on there.
Yeah, look at, as a lawyer, you got to be careful with this kind of stuff. Look at, we're buddies, right?
Well, yeah, you and my brother are best friends.
I'm worried about you. I'm pretty much a scientist now. I'm going to help you with this. We're going to get to the bottom of it.
Huh? What?
I'm going to borrow your pad. I'm going to check out the rest of these.
Borrow the pad?
Your flavor, man. I know.
Wait a minute.
To the bottom of it.
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the shot is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Radio.com, brought to you, of course, by our friends over at Memorabilia Lane. That's right, memlanepromo.com for all your memorabilia needs. Well, I don't even know what to say, because this week's been a jam-packed week, and joining me, as always, is my ever-faithful producer, Sir Rockin', to get through this.
Yeah, we got a lot to get through, and apparently, it's Throwback Thursday, as we mentioned before the show. So we'll mention it's Throwback Thursday, y'all, 1993, and apparently, someone listening right now, this was the year they were actually born in.
Awesome!
That kind of makes me feel old, right?
I feel so old now. But awesome that you were born in 1993. Thumbs up. You can't see it, but I'm giving you a thumbs up.
There's your thumbs up.
Yeah. But yeah, we've got so much news. We've got Impact. We've got Genesis Pick'em. We have an entire half of the show dedicated to the biggest story of the week, which is, of course, the announcement of the launch of the WWE Network. We are going to break everything down for you. We are going to detail the announcement. I think we have audio.
We have audio of the funny parts of the announcement.
Sweet. So yeah, so we are going to, if you did not see it last night, if you missed it, if you're only getting the gist on Tumblr, Twitter, or Facebook, we are going to break everything down for you and let you know what it all entails, when you can get it, and most importantly, how much it's going to cost.
Yeah, we got it all covered in full detail. Trust us.
Yes.
We worked hard on this, sort of.
We did. We actually thought about this. You know, we actually put time into show prep. Go figure. But before we get there, we have our question of the night, which, funny enough, ties into the WWE Network.
It does. What are you most excited about when it comes to this whole network thing? So we'll get into that tonight and a lot more.
Yes, a lot more. And now, well, we're just going to jump right into the news because we have quite a bit to get into. This, of course, brought to you by our friends over at PWMania.com. Woo. And if you're listening to us over there, hi! Thanks for listening. If you don't go there for all your wrestling news needs, because they're fantastic. And of course, we have to start with, well, either, I guess at this point, is it the second or the third biggest story of the week? I don't know. I woke up to this story. Everybody kind of did. It was crazy. I don't think a lot of people saw this one coming. But as of earlier this week, I believe actually as of yesterday, Caitlyn had left WWE. She was not released. I believe she actually decided not to re-sign her contract.
She quit, basically.
She quit, and she has departed WWE on her own terms, so she is no longer there. You saw Main Event last night. It was a tearjerker because you got to see her last match with AJ Lee. The two had a really great hug before she got super kicked in the face.
Yeah, that was, like, we were talking. I was like, huh, this is going to be her last match. I'm actually kind of interested in seeing WWE Main Event for a change. And you can,
right.
You can get the full WWE Main Event report this Saturday on CB Radio. Hopefully he watched it live at midnight-ish on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Subway's Main Event report. But yeah, I was actually anticipating Main Event, and I actually enjoyed the match, and the hug, as Lindsay mentioned, was really, really, really touching. It was like, even the beginning, they shook hands, that you could see this was the final time they would ever fight, and it was the finale of Caitlyn in WWE.
Yeah, so it was a little stunning. It was a little stunning when you first saw it, but then when you hear Caitlyn's reasoning behind it, you kind of understand it. And Rock, I know you've got the reasons why she actually left.
She's been very unhappy with how things have been going for her storyline-wise, and it's like something to the point of, well, not getting pushed, I'm really not getting used, all I'm really doing right now is tweeting about Monday Night Raw on a weekly basis. So she was like, alright, I've had enough, and I have other challenges I can do outside of WWE, which her and her soon-to-be husband will be doing, so there's going to be a whole big thing coming out about what her next endeavor is going to be. So she's going to focus on that, because she's going to get married. It was like, okay, do I stay here or do I go? And she decided to go. And I don't fault her.
Yeah, I don't fault her either. I mean, it's something of she really, the last big push she had was the feud with AJ for the Divas title, in which AJ defeated her for the title. And then before that was obviously when she won the title. But even when she had the Divas Championship, she wasn't used a lot.
Right.
I mean, it was kind of amazing how it's like, where's the Divas Champion? Where's Caitlyn? And when she would pop up on TV, she didn't have the belt with her. So it's, I can completely understand and empathize with her frustration. And, you know, you've got to do what you want to do, and you've got to go where you're happy. And if she wasn't happy there, you know, she's going through all the ordeal of the travel and everything else, it makes complete sense for her to decide to, hey, you know what, I'm getting married, I have the potential to do other projects that I really want to do that are being hindered right now by my work schedule, so why not do what you really want to do?
Right.
And I applaud her for that.
Yeah, nothing wrong with it. And as we've seen on Twitter and Tumblr, Big E was very, very sad that his friend has left.
Yeah, Big E and AJ were very upset that Caitlyn left, and rightfully so. Big E actually cried. It was... is very emotional.
Right, and we're probably going to get a lot more into AJ during Tweet of the Week.
Yes, I hope you got those tweets.
I have some of them. I hope you got some or no.
Well, if not, I can go to her Twitter and I can grab them real quick.
Yeah, I'll have to take a look and see exactly what I have of hers. But yeah, we'll be covering more of that as we go through the night.
Yes. So, fare thee well, Caitlyn. Best of luck in your future endeavors. And speaking of best of luck and crossing your fingers and hoping, well, Dolph Ziggler seems to have suffered yet another concussion.
Yeah, Dolph Ziggler suffered a concussion on the taping of WWE Superstars this week when he took a clothesline from Ryback. We have breaking news for later in the show. I don't know. We'll get into that during the WWE Network discussion. But yeah, such a tease I am. But yeah, he suffered a concussion. He's going to be seeing experts in Pittsburgh later this week to see how the concussion is going. He is steadily improving, but when this is the second concussion in six months.
Yeah.
It raises an eyebrow, or about five, that you become concussion prone as it were. So they lose faith in you after one. The second one, not good on not good for Dolph Ziggler right now. But there is a lot of heat, on Ryback for his carelessness in the ring, especially with a guy like Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, this is something of, is you never want to hear about anybody getting hurt, but you almost cringe when you hear Dolph Ziggler has another concussion, especially since the first one he sustained was extremely severe.
Right.
And it kept him out of the ring for quite a while. This one, I mean, as we know, several careers have actually been ended due to concussions, i.e. Christopher Nowinski and a couple others.
Bret Hart.
And we would hate to see Dolph Ziggler's career ended because of someone's carelessness in the ring, because as you know, the first one he received from Alberto Del Rio. Now he's got this one from Ryback, and I just want to rant on Ryback for a minute.
Okay, go right ahead. I will quote, you can go rant on, as, and I quote, stupid, sexy Ryback from a listener listening right now. That's what they call Ryback.
No. No, I'm sorry. No, there is nothing sexy about that man. Nothing. He needs to be hosed down and showered because he looks like he hasn't bathed in about 2 years. But I'm sorry. And this is no offense to the fans of Ryback, because I know people like Ryback. I'm not a fan of his. I don't enjoy his work. They just need to send him away. Whether it's back to FC, you know, back to developmental, whether it's to the unemployment line, it's something of, they have tried for what now, 2 years?
This has been a year for the Ryback character. A little bit over a year now.
A little bit over a year? Okay. A little bit over a year to make Ryback into something. Granted, they gave him a great start. And then just
then it
the
went
ship took a nosedive.
They turned
and
him heel. Yeah.
You know, he just started jobbing match after match. They tried to do something with Heyman. They've tried to do something with a lot of things, and now he's teaming with Curtis Axel. It's something of, now you've got him again hurting people in the ring, because this is actually not the first time he's hurt somebody in the ring. I'd just like to point that out.
Yeah, and a correction in chat room, it was Ziggler who, Swagger who caused the concussion on Ziggler, not Alberto.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. I knew it was one of them. Sorry.
It was Alberto. Jackson. Alberto ended up getting a concussion. That's why it was on your brain.
That's right. Alberto got one, too. I believe actually from Swagger. Was it from Swagger?
I don't remember. No.
Yeah,
no,
anyway.
No, his was,
anyway, train,
no, his
rail,
was,
show.
His was from Sin Cara. The new Sin Cara? Yeah, his was from new Sin Cara.
I can't keep it straight!
We will try to keep it straight eventually.
Anyway, back to the Ryback rant. It's something of, the dude, to me, it's like he's trying to have a personality, but he doesn't really have a personality, so he's over trying to have a personality, and it just comes off really badly. I'm not impressed with what he can do in the ring. I hate it when he gets on the mic. It's just something of, to me, it's like Ryback is there, he's taking up space, he's a good jobber. And that's all he really seems to me.
Right.
And it's something of, you could send him away and you could bring somebody else into that spot that could use it a heck of a lot more than he could. And probably do more with it. Because you've got people down in developmental right now that could use it. You've got people on the main roster that could use it. Mm-hmm. And you think about the push that he got with Heyman. Think about that. He got a push with Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman managed Ryback and could not get Ryback over.
He was
the most over thing about that duo was Paul Heyman asking Ryback to be a Paul Heyman guy.
Right.
That segment. That was the most over thing about that duo.
Mm-hmm. It really was. And he fought Punk twice in Hell in a Cell 2 years in a row.
Yeah. It's like, you look at the caliber of talent they have put him with, you look at the fact that, you know, it's like, you worked with Paul Heyman, and Paul Heyman couldn't get you over. What does that say about you? I mean, he's just gotten monster push after monster push after monster push, and they just, he doesn't he doesn't get over.
We need to send him back to the Spirit Squad. Wait. No.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't in Spirit Squad. That's only been in videos on YouTube.
But, you know, he might do better in the Spirit Squad. I'm sure they need a big, strong, burly man to lift them up.
Possibly. Possibly.
No, we need to send him back to the Nexus.
That would mean we would have to bring other people back to the Nexus. I don't think we want to bring those people back to the Nexus.
Well, there's one guy that's not coming back to the Nexus because the demon that has possessed him will not let him go back. But anyway, yeah, so back to the original story. Ryback ran over, at least for right now. Best wishes to Dolph Ziggler. I hope he gets better. I hope he can get back in the ring because he's somebody that he is a tremendous talent. And he, you know, I would like to see Ziggler get that one really good run because unfortunately it seems like he either gets himself in trouble or he gets hurt or there's always something that's kind of stopping him from taking that next step. And I would like to be able to see him get back in the ring and be able to take that next step.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But now, moving on, kind of transitioning out of WWE, we've got a couple other people taking their next step, as it were.
Yeah, we do. We should mention the Blossom Twins, who are part of British Boot Camp for TNA, are no longer with the company, which is surprising since they just went back to... they're going over to the UK in a couple weeks. Kind of surprised they're gone, but not really. They really didn't do anything. And I guess, you know, they didn't want to travel here to the United States, so they are no longer with the company. And the big one, who's speaking big, really big, Matt Morgan. He's no longer going to be a full-time active pro wrestler.
Hmm, interesting.
Yeah, he has decided to take a new job outside of professional wrestling business, as he'll be the new regional manager of a big-time medical device company. So he'll earn lots of money because of that. And, well, the main reason, he just had a kid.
Interesting. Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with wanting to stay home and being with your kid.
It was a struggle for him and his wife to have the child, so he wants to be home every night with his son. He just had the child over the weekend, I believe.
Yes.
So congratulations to the Morgan family. But yeah, he will take the odd wrestling booking here and then, but as far as returning to WWE or TNA, that is out the window.
Yes. Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. And going into a new career field, congratulations to him. You know, as far as he and his wife having a son, again, congratulations. It sounds like he's definitely got some big things coming and some awesome things on his plate right now. And so something obviously has to give, and it seems like professional wrestling is the logical thing to give right now.
Right.
So, again, congratulations to him. And speaking of, I guess, congratulations, Jeff Jarrett is no longer with TNA officially. He put in his resignation, as we told you last week, and as of this week, he's no longer with the company. And, well, Jeff and Karen Jarrett have been putting out some very interesting tweets lately.
Yeah, they have. They kind of have. Karen and Jeff had a meeting with some important people over this past week, and they're sort of like pretty much gearing up to make a major move in some sort of sports realm, and it's probably going to have to deal with Toby Keith, who was rumored to buy TNA at one point. We've been talking about for a couple weeks that Jeff Jarrett will be part of... Jeff Jarrett has a lot of plans, and, well, it could involve the wrestling business. He's been very unhappy with the direction of TNA over the last few years, and this could be the start of a new project, a new venture for the Chosen One. We'll see where it goes. I find it very interesting that this is coming up now for Jeff. It just makes a lot of sense, and it's just like when you think Jeff Jarrett, you think TNA, and now you don't think TNA with him, and it may look bad for TNA here with Jeff doing his project, because a lot of the boys are fond of Jeff.
Yeah, it's something of, it's kind of interesting. And again, this is all speculation, this is all rumor. We have no confirmation that any of this is going to come to fruition. But it's just, it's kind of interesting that you look at the chain of events and the pattern of things and who has resigned, who has not resigned with TNA, one of those being AJ Styles. And so it's, you have to kind of wonder if maybe Jeff didn't get in AJ's ear a little bit and say, hey man, you know, I'm going to start my own thing. Why don't you come over and be the flagship of my company?
Right.
It's going to be backed by so-and-so. You know, so it's not going to be, it's not, there's not the chance it's going to be bought out by someone like the Carters.
Right.
He's got major financial backing for this. He's starting it different than he did with TNA, where if you know the story of TNA, when he first started it, he did have financial backers, but the money ran out.
Quickly.
Quickly. And so that's when the Carters came in and bought the company. And Jeff and the Carters and his father, Jerry, all worked with the company until eventually Jerry left. And now Jeff has departed, and now the Carters have the company. So it's something of, with Toby Keith, and I'm sure, again, if that is true, and I'm sure some other investors as well, I'm sure Toby Keith wouldn't be the only one.
He has lots of connections.
Yes, he has lots of connections. That would mean that they would have more say-so in the company and be able to run it differently than TNA. And that would also mean that they would be really be able to bring in the talent that they want. And it's something of, Jeff would more than likely start this locally, again, in Nashville or around Nashville, because Jeff is based in Hendersonville, Tennessee, which is north of Nashville. Toby Keith and a lot of the country stars are in the Nashville area, Williamson County, or are based there for their business. So it's something of, that would make sense for them to start the company in Nashville again, which means you've got guys like Storm, you've got guys like EY, and several others that are in that area still that could come over that have been there since day one that would probably be fond of Jarrett and would probably be looking potentially for a change.
Possibly.
You know, something of, hey, you know what? You guys got shuffled down to the mid card in TNA. Why don't you come work for me again? I'll make you a star.
Right? You never know. So it'll be, things in the wrestling biz are picking up.
Yes. So we will, again, we will continue to follow the story very, very closely. We will give you updates. We'll let you know. But things are getting interesting. And, well, we may have to have a discussion one day about, well, if this does come true, what does this mean for TNA?
Exactly. But speaking of TNA, they just recently signed a multi-year deal with Challenge TV in the United Kingdom and Ireland to continue to broadcast their television program.
Well, congratulations to them. That's very awesome.
So they're very big overseas, so that's good for them. So good news for TNA. Another long-term overseas contract deal.
Yes, they're actually getting ready to head overseas, I believe, in the next week or two?
They're taping TV next week in Alabama, I believe.
Yes, Huntsville. They're doing Genesis in Huntsville.
And then for February, for the February event, I would say leading up to Lockdown, which, by the way, other new TNA news is rumored to be the 9th of March.
Very nice. Do we know where we're at yet?
No.
Oh, they haven't announced that yet. Okay, but fair enough. But yes, so they're going overseas in February. Very good. Check out ImpactWrestling.com for all their live events and live dates and tickets. And I guess speaking of tickets and live events and dates, and I don't really have a good transition for this, but, well, there's somebody else that's been affiliated with WWE and TNA that we kind of alluded to at the beginning of the show. Mr. Wu himself. Made a bit of a splash this weekend. We're not just talking about old school Raw.
No, we're not. He gave an emotional, inspiring speech for the San Francisco 49ers the day before their big game against the Green Bay Packers. And, well, that has caused the Carolina fans to be in uproar so far to, well, basically issue death threats at one Ric Flair. And because of this, Ric Flair will not be appearing at the Panthers game in Carolina this weekend. Ric Flair commented and said, "What can I say? I've always been a very good heel."
Yeah, yeah, you have, Rick. You know, okay, I can understand that football fans are passionate fans. Big Atlanta Falcons fan. He's a big Eagles fan.
Right.
Totally understand. But you know what? It's a paying gig, and Ric Flair needs the money. So you know what? If WWE asks him, which is what they did,
when they say jump, he jumps.
Flair says how high, because the money's coming from WWE. If they say, hey, go to the San Francisco Green Bay game and give a speech to the to the 49ers to help them win, he's gonna do it. That's not him turning his back on the Carolina Panthers.
It's called, you know what? Money talks. Money talks.
If the Carolina Panthers called WWE and said, hey, yeah, we want Ric Flair to come give an impassioned speech before our football game, they'd call Rick and be like, Rick, go to the game. Give a speech.
Right.
We'll pay you. It's business, y'all. It's business. Death threats, that's a little much. I'm sorry.
It is. It's a little much. But that's how passionate fans can be. Just want to point that one out. People get passionate about their sports. So, what can you say?
People that passionate that they're willing to kill somebody for their sports scare me.
Oh, it scares me too, but it's a legit thing. It happens. It happens quite often. Just because of Ric Flair, well, it's become a big story.
Yes. Yes, it is.
So what can you say about that?
It's Ric Flair. There's really not much you can say other than you laugh and you shrug your shoulders and you move on.
Pretty much. That's what it is. It's the Nature Boy. Woo! Total heel.
Yes, total heel. Hashtag total heel.
No, it's just hashtag heel. Remember, gotta do what Dolph Ziggler does. Hashtag heel. He even tells the president, hashtag heel.
As he should. Because as we all know, the president is a hashtag heel. And there's your little political blurb on this show.
Hashtag political talk.
Yeah. Doesn't happen often, but when it does.
It's special.
But speaking of special, and not in that way. Last but certainly not least, this is kind of a difficult story for us to bring up. We don't really know the status of it. There's been a lot of confusion concerning it, but we felt it was newsworthy anyway, because it absolutely is. For those of you who have not heard, if you live under a rock, if you're not under social media, if you don't get word of mouth, if you're above the age of 16, then everybody is aware of who Mae Young is. If you do not know who Mae Young is, please Google her, because she is probably one of the most inspirational women, not only in professional wrestling, but just period, given everything she has done in her amazing life. Mm-hmm. Sadly, Mae Young has taken ill even further than what she had over Christmas. As we all covered, she had been taken to hospice care, and as of last night, she was removed from oxygen, which is very sad, but Mae is continuing to fight, and as of this broadcast, she is still with us, and our thoughts and our prayers go to her that she pulls through this.
She's kicking out at 2 3/4 at this point.
You know, go Mae, go. We're all behind you. We're all praying for you. We want to see you. We want to see you one more time, Mae. So, you know, keep fighting, keep going. But as of this broadcast, Mae Young is gravely ill. So please, please, please pray for her. Pray for her family, that everything goes smoothly.
I will say this, because there is a quote about Mae Young. A close friend of hers in Oklahoma called her and said she wasn't strong enough to talk but could listen. When her friend said, "You know, thousands of people are pulling for you," she weakly said, "I know." So there's still a fighter inside Mae Young.
Yeah, again, if you don't know who this woman is, she is probably one of the most badass women in professional wrestling. This is a woman who is taking crazy bumps
at 70,
in her 70s.
She is one of the toughest pound-for-pound women of all time.
Yeah, you just Google Bully Ray, any interview with Bully Ray, if they ask him about Mae Young, and just listen to what he has to say about her, because she's an inspiration. She's kind of my hero, and it's, you know, it's like, come on, Mae, come on, pull out, kick out, come on, Mae, you can do it. Because I'm not, I can't imagine professional wrestling without Mae Young. I really can't.
Right.
And I don't want to.
Right. So yeah, hopefully she is able to kick out fully and make a recovery. But we'll see. So prayers and wishes go to her and her family at this time.
Yes. And on that note, we're going to be taking our first break of the evening. And when we come back, we are going to be talking all about tonight's exciting Impact and what happened, because, oh my goodness, a lot happened tonight.
Oh.
Everything was on the line.
Oh, it did. It was winner takes all. There was tons and tons of stuff, and we're going to cover it all. Plus, remember, you can interact with us live at wildtalkradio.com and rockradioshow.com. Just click the live or chat buttons. Be a part of it. You can tweet us at wildtalkradio. And if you have the Tumblr, well, you know how to get a hold of me, and we'll read your comments. Have them on the air throughout the show.
Absolutely. So when we come back, Impact and Genesis picks up. So you're listening to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will be right back.
Hey, jealousy. Trust me not to think and not to sleep around. And if you don't expect too much from me.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a gangbang or something.
Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs friends. End of the world Gangnam style.
Weird shit becomes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art, or is this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot, but...
Watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then. What the fuck? Oh,
I thought the people are going to be showing up at the party. Why are you Gundam style over here?
I told you, Rob. I told you. Not the pelvic thrust. That looks like Sulu in the sky. Oh, they're riding that pony.
Yeah, I know. That
800 million. Oh, I'm scared for the future.
Yeah.
This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I gotta play something else, Rock. I'm going to wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
Looking for one of the most popular stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today? Then check out Crash Collision Wrestling, created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burke, Hulk Hogan, and TNA Knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi.
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/mbg1211, and don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows
much like Pope, CCW is pimping.
Hey everybody, it's that time of year again. It's the Wrestling Radio Awards season and we need your help. This year the Rack has been nominated for multiple awards including Show of the Year, Male Interview of the Year, Female Interview of the Year, and yes, Media Interview of the Year. What does this mean? Well, it means we need your help. That's right, yes you. We need you to vote for us. And you know what? It's simple. Once a day, go to www.wrestlingradioawards.com and vote for the Rack. It's that easy. And if we win, I promise I will give you each a cookie. Wait, what? No. No, I'm not sending anybody any cookies. Alright, fine. For legal reasons, no cookies will be mailed out. But if you can find me, best of luck there, I will happily give a very stale airline cookie. So once again, vote for the Rack once a day at WrestlingRadioAwards.com.
This is Showtime Eric Young, host of Off the Hook Extreme Catches, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network.
Memorabilia Lane. That's right. Memlanepromo.com for all your memorabilia needs. I don't know why I find this funny, but I just found a picture online that says wife stabs husband with squirrel.
Yeah, I think I know the story. That's the funny thing about it. I think I had it for 1 week, so I never got to it, but it was for CB Radio. Yeah. It's a ceramic squirrel, but still squirrel, nonetheless.
It's just the headline. Wife stabs husband with squirrel. What?
What? What in the world? What in the world?
Like, yeah. Huh? It's one of those things that you're totally not paying attention, and then you see something like that, and literally your world stops for 5 minutes because you have to figure it out.
Yeah, you kind of... You really kind of do it. It's like, huh? What? Squirrel? Huh? Who?
No. What?
Why is this a thing now?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's one of the yeah. Beerless husband stabbed with ceramic squirrel. Beerless, I should say. Beerless husband. Yeah, that was the story. Happened right after Christmas. Go figure.
Yeah.
And it happened in South. All right, here we go. We'll do it anyway. Helen Ann Williams of South Carolina was charged with domestic abuse after stabbing her common law husband with a decorative ceramic squirrel because he came home late on Christmas Eve without beer.
Well, you know, if you're going to stab somebody with a squirrel, you better do it over liquor. Just, you know, pointing that out. What?
Well, we'll cover this story more on the Saturday, probably, maybe. But yeah, that happened.
At this random news moment brought to you by Tumblr.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. Speaking of world stopping and people getting stabbed in the back, not with squirrels, we have to get into tonight's Impact.
Yes, we do. We're to our friends over at TNA Asylum. Lindsay, the haven for TNA fans.
Yes, and they are indeed a haven. I love to go over there and check out their site and see all the fun stuff they've got over there. And I'm sure they're going to have quite a lot to say about tonight's Impact. Because, well... First of all, before I start, do we have audio?
Give me a minute, I'll go look.
Okay. This is something I should have done during the break. Didn't think about it. And, yeah, so now we're going to stall. Yay, live radio.
Anyway,
because we're totally professional.
Totally professional, yeah. Anyway, talk about it.
Anyway, Impact opens since as he looks for video with one very pissed off Dixie Carter. She is walking to the ring in a determined fashion. And, well, she just gets in the ring and she gets right to the point. She's not going to waste her time or really her breath on AJ anymore. She's out there with the one night only contract for AJ Styles. And basically she demands that he comes out and just signs it already. And then, well, AJ came out, he obliged her, and he and she had a few things to say.
No. You don't even say a word. You don't say a word. I want you to sign this contract. I want your name on the dotted line right now. Wait. But you know what? You and your lawyers poured over every word of this contract this week, but these people, they don't know what's in here. And this contract, it is for one night only. It is for one match only. You versus Magnus tonight. Winner take all for the undisputed TNA World Heavyweight Championship. Now, I am giving you a lot in this contract. I've even given Magnus a lot. So there's one thing I want in return. And that is, tonight, this match is going to be a no disqualification match. You want to know why? You want to know why I want that match, AJ? Because I will never rest until I never have to look at your face again. But when I conjure up that beautiful moment of our last time together, I want you to be bloodied, I want you to be bruised, and I want you to be carried out on a stretcher from my ring. One night. One match. Sign the contract. Sign it.
Ooh, so graphic. Oh, gosh. Hey, let me give you some credit. You got a lot of confidence in that paper champion of yours. But then again, you had a lot of confidence in your other champion. You bet against me, and you both lost at Bound for Glory. I guess you Carters never learn, do you? Huh? You don't understand what you're saying? Winner takes all. That means no more tournaments, no more stupid Dixieland matches. One man, one championship forever. That means when I beat Magnus tonight, I'll be the undisputed TNA World Heavyweight Champion. Now give me the contract. You know what? Before I sign this, let me say this. As far as the no disqualification goes, if you think for 1 second that your little cronies are going to come running down to this ring and help out Magnus, well, let me make myself perfectly clear. There are boys in the back that hate you just as much as I do. And they will have no problem running back down here to ringside and evening the odds. Is that clear enough for you? Do you get it, Dixie?
I gave you everything. I gave you everything. You think these little friends of AJ Styles in the back, did they sign your check for 11 years, AJ, huh? Did they put food on the table for your little wife and your, let me get this, your little mini-me redneck kids, huh? No, I did that. I did it. And I will grant you this. While these boys may want to come out here and help AJ tonight, they won't. And you want to know why they won't? Are you listening? Because I own them. I made you. And in the end, AJ, I can't wait to break you.
You? You break me. Dixie Carter breaks AJ Styles. How? How are you going to do that exactly? The same way you broke Jeff Hardy? Huh. You don't get it, do you? Hey, don't worry about it. These people know you don't get it. You don't get wrestling. This is about two men, two wrestlers coming out here to see who's the best. That's what wrestling is all about, and you keep screwing it up. And here's the truth. This belt that's around me, it's never got more respect as when I took it away from your company. That's when this belt got some respect as when I took it away from you. And if that paper champion would take his head out from under your skirt, maybe he'd figure that out. Whoa.
A little disrespectful right there, but here comes the real world heavyweight champion.
Someone didn't like that at all.
Mm-mm.
No, they did not. They didn't like it one bit.
He's a champion. He's a farce. He's a paper champion. Oh, it's driven the Brit to distraction.
Dixie, leave the ring. Leave the ring. I'm asking you to leave the ring. This is between him and me. That's the last time you're ever going to call me a paper champion. You understand? Don't you get it, AJ? Your time here is up. It's over. And I love how you're talking about the support of your boys in the back, because the last image I have of you is running away with a championship belt. And now you want back in, because you're not getting any attention anymore. That's a fact. That's the truth. Had a hell of a run. But all good things must come to an end. And tonight, I end you. And there will be one man left standing in the middle of the ring. One man left standing in the limelight. One man. One true champion. And that one man is Magnus.
Shut up. Before you go, hold on a second. Just so you know, I didn't get here taking the shortcuts. I didn't become a champion by taking the shortcuts like you have. You see, it was 11 years of hard work to get to this world heavyweight title. My blood, my sweat, and my tears. So despite what you think, no matter what, I'm going to walk out these doors tonight with honor, respect, and dignity as the TNA World Heavyweight Champion. And then what's Dixie Carter going to do? Huh? What is Dixie Carter going to do then? I tell you what, Magnus, won't you take your lips off and ask her?
Burn!
Oh, man. Getting personal, not even on impact.
This was a fantastic way to open this show. Yeah. Absolutely wonderful. Loved AJ in this segment. Loved Dixie in this segment. Loved Magnus. This was so well done.
Good segment. Very good segment. I had one complaint.
What's your one complaint?
You saw what the real belt looked like and what the fake belt looked like. That's all.
Yeah, somebody went to TNAshop.com and or ShopTNA.com, whichever it is.
ShopTNA.com.
sorry, Jimmy J, I'm a bad showgirl. And, well, they picked up one of the replica belts. That, or they just picked up the replica belt that they carry around with them to the shows to sell. One of the two. But, yeah, that would be the only complaint. But, yeah, this segment set the tone for the rest of the night of this show.
I love that I was just sent a list of burn centers in the United States for some apparent reason.
Okay.
I don't know, but that's what we're being sent. You can how you interact with us, and that's what people send. So there you go.
Hey, you know what? We appreciate the interaction. We always welcome
because we said burn, so they went with burn centers, I guess.
Fair enough.
We're trying to figure out the logic.
Yeah. we'll get it eventually. We'll sit here and stumble over it until we get it. But anyway, after this fantastic opening segment, they went to break, and when they came back, we see Dixie talking to Gail and Lady Tapa. She's basically making sure that Gail and Tapa know what to do. One would assume this is for a match, but apparently not. Dixie, you know, then Gail makes sure that Tapa is ready to go and knows what needs to be done. Dixie also then sort of talks with the bromans to find out and make sure that they're ready to go. They're not sure. They don't think they can handle this. Dixie basically makes them handle it, as it were.
Right.
Tells them to man up and then make sure that they're part of the plan.
Whatever it is.
Whatever it is. Which takes you to your opening contest of the evening, which is EY and Joseph Park taking on the bromans. And, well, I'm going to break that damn computer. I'm going to find Zima Ion's computer and I'm going to break it. All right. You had your fun. You're not going overboard. And just remember, Kane Kittens, we can get you Saturday night. Just pointing that out.
He likes the horn.
Yes, I know he likes the horn. I know he likes to blow his own horn.
Oh. Oh. Ouch.
Love you, Kane Kittens. Waiting for it. No, we don't need to go in a steel cage match. It would be the most boring thing in the history of the world. Anyway.
Apparently at WrestleMania 39. Like 10 years from now.
You think I'm doing a cage match in 10 years? You are insane. I don't think so.
You meant... Or, you can't even... See, if you're going to take the shot, you got to get the year right.
Right?
Anyway, moving on.
Well, I'm sure if he did DDP yoga, it could be atomically correct or atomically possible. Anyway.
Burn. We have a list of burn centers you can go to after that one.
Moving on. Show rails.
See, I went back to the joke, so to say. Apparently,
I didn't overplay it.
I know, right? Huh. See, he's already started the DDP yoga, so well.
Oh, so in a few months you'll be able to do it. Sweet. Get pictures.
Anyway.
Moving on, EY versus Joseph Park and the Bromans. This was a very interesting contest as we saw Dixie's plan start to unfold, as we heard in the opening segment. AJ mentioned, well, he has friends in the back, and they're going to be more than willing to help him if Dixie decides that there are going to be shenanigans in this no DQ contest. And, well, comes to find out, EY and Joseph Park are friends of AJ Styles, and, well, they're not the only ones, because as the match is going on, we cut to the backstage where we see Gail and Lady Tapa beating ODB into unconsciousness. EY, you know, because again, they're married, mm-hmm. immediately leaves to go check on his wife, like the good husband that he is. Well done, EY.
Yes.
The bromans then proceed to beat up Joseph Park. They pick up the victory over EY and Joseph Park. And then, well, as if, you know, they hadn't beaten on Park enough, they then guardrail, just, you know, hanging around.
Right, there's just this guardrail randomly there. What the hell? Like, okay, there's two guardrails on one. Weird. Very, very weird.
You know, crowd control. They're really into it. They set it in the middle of the ring, and then they proceed to drop Park onto it, which, you know, takes him out because, well, he went bam on his head.
Poor Joseph.
Poor Joseph. Get well soon, Joseph. Get well soon, ODB.
Eric Young, bring her some chicken.
Yes, bring her some chicken and some beer, and when she's up to it, give her lots of lovin'.
The chicken and beer is comfort food.
Yes. Yes, it is. Then we cut backstage after all this happens, where Joe walks in on Dixie, and, well, he needs to get something across to her. He wants to make sure that she understands what AJ meant when he said that he has a locker room full of buddies, and that basically Joe's going to be there for AJ. Dixie then questions if Joe is threatening her, to which Joe replies, no, I would never threaten a lady.
He's too nice of a guy to do that.
He's a gentleman. Joe is a gentleman, but he wants to make sure that, you know, if she gets it in her head that she wants to screw with AJ, that she's going to have to go through Joe first. Dixie isn't scared. She isn't intimidated. She tells Joe that, you know what, she made him, and she can break him just as easily. She then proceeds to put him in a match with EC3, which Joe laughs off. He then tells Dixie that, well, her nephew's blood is on her hands.
Very interesting.
Yes, very interesting. Good promo by Joe, good promo by Dixie.
Joe's gonna kill you, basically.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's pretty much
Pretty much. Or he, in this case, I guess he's gonna kill EC3. We're not entirely sure.
Probably.
After we come back from the break of this, we see Joseph Park getting medical attention, and then EY carries an injured ODB through the backstage, out the back doors, past Sting, who's wondering what's going on. EY's in a panic. He doesn't really know what happened. He just knows he has to get to ODB to an emergency room immediately, and he proceeds to run off with her, without his pants, I might add, still in his wrestling gear, runs off with her so he can get her to the hospital. Again, A-plus husband right there.
Can I just point out, why wasn't Sting there on time?
It's Sting. He doesn't have to be there on time.
Well, if you only had to work once a week, you would think you would show up for work on time.
I'm not going to question Sting.
Well, I am questioning Sting. Sting, why weren't you at work on time?
Well, you know what? Book an interview with him and you can ask him.
Sting? Why weren't you there?
Again, you book an interview with him and you can ask him.
Is that a challenge?
That is a challenge.
Okay.
Coming soon to the rack. Anyway, Sting, you know, immediately blames Dixie and proceeds to go off to find her. After this, we cut to the ring where we see one James Storm standing in the middle. He's upset about what's going on with Gunner. He knows they need to talk things out. Mince words, whatever you want to term it, and he proceeds to call Gunner out. Basically, Storm has an ego, Gunner has an ego. Storm challenged Gunner for the briefcase for the World Heavyweight Championship shot, and Gunner accepted. So right. Next week at Genesis, it will be Storm versus Gunner.
The way they made it sound, they didn't like referees, so I figured they were doing a ladder match, but they didn't say it was a ladder match, so I figured it was going to be a ladder match for the briefcase.
Well, it's going to kind of have to be, seeing as it's suspended above the ring.
But they didn't actually say it. All they said was a match, so I would hope it's ladder match.
No, but Sting said, or not Sting, Storm said that they're going to hang the briefcase above the ring.
I know,
and then
I know, but when the announcers were hyping it, they didn't say it was a ladder match. That's why I was
Listen to Tanae and Taz.
Then who am I supposed to listen to?
Listen to Storm and Gunner. They know what's going on.
All right, fine. I'll listen to Storm and Gunner, but I just, anyway.
Anyway, so moving on from that, so next week at Genesis, it is Storm versus Gunner for the World Heavyweight Championship shot. So will James Storm redeem himself, or will Gunner reign supreme? We'll have to see.
Yeah, Yes, and coming up here in just a few minutes, we will be making picks for Genesis.
Yes.
So somebody get the sheet ready.
Yes, somebody, hint, hint, wink, wink, get the sheet ready. After this, backstage, we see Ethan Carter III and his very sparkly trunks attacking Joe and proceeding to beat Joe down in the backstage area. They then come back from the break, and Joe and Carter are fighting their way to the ring where their match proceeds to start. Basically, it goes to a no contest. It was a good match back and forth between the two. Joe definitely put up a good fight. But in the end, it did go to the no contest with basically Carter and Rockstar Spud beating Joe down with a wrench.
That dastardly Rockstar Spud.
Yes, that dastardly Rockstar Spud.
Yeah, it was a fun segment. Fun little segment. And it you know, it took out another... So EY's gone. Joseph Park is hurt. ODB is gone. Now Joe is hurt. Something's up.
Something's going on. Again, more of Dixie's plan is coming to fruition. Mm-hmm. We then cut back to the backstage again, where Kurt hypes his match with Bobby Roode next week, and then proceeds to basically say he's issued an open case or. Yeah, an open challenge for a steel cage match. Because, you know, what's a better way to get ready for a cage match than to, you know, have a cage match the week before? Logic.
Logic. It makes sense. Prepare. You gotta prepare. For big matches.
Okay, Kurt. You know, okay, thumbs up. Anyway, elsewhere backstage, we see AJ brooding. And then, you know, as they should, they beat down recap the beatdowns that have happened throughout the night. We then see Joe with a trainer. The trainer's basically saying it's no good, dude. You got to go to a hospital. It looks like it's broken. Joe doesn't want to go. He said he's had worse, but the trainer basically makes him go so they can MRI his knee. Sting then, as he's wandering around backstage looking for Dixie, comes across an unconscious Storm and Gunner who have had whiskey bottles bashed over their heads. Kind of appropriate.
Like, okay, more wrestlers down. Storm and Gunner are down, or now been taken out. Sting's all frazzled and freaked out and looking for Dixie.
And, well, he happens upon her, and Sting gets in her face. He demands to know what's going on. And, well, basically he says, you know, what is this? Are you going to start just taking people out now, putting out hits at every show? And Dixie basically tells Sting to F off.
This is the wrestling business. Things can get physical. Things can get dangerous.
Exactly. Sting doesn't like that, and basically he tells her, you know, she needs to stop taking on AJ's friends. He then proceeds to wonder what happened to her. And Dixie tells him that, you know what, it's not his business.
So he should stay out of it.
And, you know, he needs to concentrate on his match tonight. And Sting's like, you know, basically what you think putting me in a match is going to get rid of me? And Dixie's like, kind of like, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to do your job. You're going to wrestle.
You're a wrestler. I'm the boss. You're going to do as you're told. And she then, you know, leaves, which leaves Sting very frustrated. Mm-hmm. Sting's trying to tell Dixie what to do, and Dixie's not having any of it.
Nope. Nope, 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 nope.
After this, we go to the Kurt Angle Open Challenge. We had Bobby Roode come out. He cut a promo on Kurt Angle on their match of Genesis. Basically, he puts it over, says he's going to win. You know, standard speech. Then we go to the match where we think Bobby's going to accept the open challenge. Are we going to get the match a week early? I wonder, but sadly... No, Bobby isn't out there to fight, even though he's dressed to fight. Instead, he found two guys that hate Angle just as much as he does. And we get a Bad Influence sighting.
Yes, Bad Influencers return, and they're going to take on Kurt Angle in a steel cage. That was a pretty good match. But Kurt basically dominated and was able to pick up the win as he prepares for Bobby Roode next week.
Yes, so this should be a very good match next week. It was a good match tonight. Nice back and forth. Definitely enjoyed it. And then, well, we cut to the backstage with more Bobby Roode. Bobby Roode was on point tonight. again, he was, when they were shooting these, he was definitely on point.
Yeah.
Because basically, Dixie puts Bobby in a match. Bobby freaks out.
Sting. Why? No, not Sting. No.
Well, first he thought it was Angle, and Dixie's like, no, it's not Angle. He's like, oh, who is it? Sting.
What? Sting? No.
What?
No.
In a cage? What? No. Bobby, I got you.
Can I focus on being a team player tonight? That's all?
Yeah. Bobby, I wish we had audio of it.
Yeah, we don't have audio of it. I looked.
I know we don't, but I wish we did because it was hilarious. But anyway, so you have, you know, Bobby freaking out. Dixie's basically reassures him. He walks off. She's like, oh, dear God, help me, which was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
After this, we see Kurt backstage. I wasn't sure if he was granting a wish.
He just told me he was taking pictures with a bunch of fans, and then Al Snow showed up and said, there's an emergency, get in the car, I have your clothes, and I took you off to the airport.
Pretty much, yeah. That's kind of how it worked. And everybody was really disappointed.
Like, Kurt, where'd you go, Kurt? No, Kurt, no.
No. So, Kurt drives away with Al Snow. We then cut back to the ring with Bobby Roode versus Sting in a steel cage match. And, well, like the rest of the matches tonight, there were shenanigans.
Uh-huh.
Shenanigans abounded. You had Roode and Sting having a very nice match. They were doing well together. Ethan Carter III and Rockstar Spud came out. Carter distracted Sting and the referee while Rockstar Spud threw a baton in the ring for Roode. Roode, in, of course, his natural heelish manner, beat up Sting with a baton, hiding it from the ref.
It's a cage match. Weapons are illegal.
Shh. They don't know that.
They're illegal.
Silence your logic.
Sorry for bringing logic into this.
Yeesh.
I know, bad wrestling fan, using the L word.
Yes. And then you have Bobby Roode proceed to win the match via the escape method.
So Bobby Roode's ready.
Bobby Roode's ready, and well, Sting's at least wounded, so will Sting be able to help one AJ Styles?
We'll have to see.
We'll have to see. And after this, we got, well, a very interesting promo between one... Well, no, we didn't get the promo, but basically we saw Mr. Anderson heading into a funeral home, the same one that they like to use for all their skits. Dobbs Funeral Home in Orlando, Florida.
Cheap plug
for a funeral home. Okay.
First ever here on the Wild Talk Radio Network at the Rack.
Hey, you know what? Might as well give him a shout out. And then, well, after the break, we basically saw what Anderson was doing at the funeral home.
I see you sitting there. You asked for it, you got it. Come on, man. Let's finish this. Come on. Of course you knew I was sitting here, Ken. We were brothers. We knew everything about each other. Ken, if I wanted to finish it, I would have finished it last week. That would have been entirely too forgiving of me. And if you get any closer, you might see what I have in my other hand. It might smell familiar. You know, they say that forgiveness is the greatest strength. Forgive me for being so weak. Ken, you took everything from me. Everything. I don't think you can fully comprehend and fathom just how much damage you have done to me. And I want my loneliness to encompass your life. Next week is Genesis. And by definition, Genesis is the beginning. Weird though, isn't it? How for you, it's going to be the end. You rape the colors off of my back and you put them in that coffin. Go open the coffin, Ken. Go see what I put in there for you.
So basically what happens is there's something in the casket, and then when he reaches for it, he turns around, Bully Ray had disappeared.
Into thin air.
Mm-hmm. Basically what was in the basket were two blankets for Anderson's two children. Yeah.
This was... I want to take a minute to talk about this.
Go ahead.
This was really... really
creepy.
Well done. Well, yeah, it was creepy, but it needed to be creepy. And it was really well done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this could have gone hokey fast, but they did a nice job with it, with the background music, the fact that you had Bully in the very back of the room, in the hoodie, completely covered. He was speaking softly. Again, we're seeing a new Bully Ray character. He had the lighter in his hand. He had the lighter fluid with him, even though we didn't see it. Although for a second when he said, you know, maybe you'd like to see what's in my other hand, I'm like, oh god, he's packing. Like, I didn't know. I didn't know if he was going to pull a knife or a gun or what. But it's because it's Bully. You just don't know.
Right.
But this was well done.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it kind of goes back to where the initial challenge happened between Bully and Anderson, where now Bully's laid down the gauntlet for Anderson of, oh yeah, by the way, here's two blankets for your kids, reminding Anderson of what he's got on the line.
Right.
Which was very, 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 very good. Whoever wrote this, whoever directed it, bravo.
Right.
And do you have any thoughts on it?
No, I second what you said. I don't like the background music. It's a little over the top for me, but beyond that, it's a pretty good segment. Interesting to see where it goes, and it's a different Bully character. I'm not sure I'm in love with the way they're doing this Bully character, but for now, it works.
I think they're still trying to figure out what they're doing with it, because it's something of... obviously, he's lost everything, as he said. You know, he's lost his club, he's lost his girlfriend, he's lost literally everything. So it's something of now... Bully has to recenter himself and find himself once again, and that's the question. Can Bully Ray do that? And who will Bully Ray be once he finds that?
Right. So we'll see what happens.
So we'll totally see what happens. But yes, bravo, nice hype for the match, which is, by the way, next week.
We think.
We think. We'll get into that here in a little bit.
We think. We thinks.
We thinks. So after this, well, we have Sting. He goes backstage with Dixie. And he yells at her about the, you know, the pipe. Basically, he wants to know if she honestly believes that a simple, you know, baton will keep him from being in AJ Styles' corner. Sting says nothing is going to keep him from standing by AJ. And, well, Dixie reminds Sting that it's basically contract season. And while she nicely renews his contract every year around this time, without batting an eye. Sting then said, you know, including giving him nice little perks. Sting tells Dixie basically he can't be bought, but Dixie knows better. She then proceeds to tell Sting that, you know, well, if it were, she were on the other foot and it was your career, your title, and AJ was in your shoes, he wouldn't give all this up for him.
Right.
for you, I should say. He wouldn't stand up for you like this. And that, you know, maybe Sting needs to think about that and think about what's important.
See?
So there's a nice little threat laid down by Dixie.
She meant business tonight, yeah.
Yeah, she meant, I liked Dixie like this. She meant business.
She meant business, yeah.
And of course, after this, we got your main event of the evening, which is AJ Styles, the true TNA champion versus Magnus, the paper champion, in a winner-take-all, no-DQ match. And, well, it really wasn't much of a match.
No, it wasn't. It was like, hey, anyone on the roster, get in the ring right now.
Basically, you had AJ and Magnus started out, and I think Carter and Spud were in the ring first.
They came out first, and then Sting came out, and
then I think the bromance came out.
And then, yeah, the bromance, Sting made a comeback. You had Earl Hebner, F refused to count at one point. Bad Influence showed up, and then Earl... Then Brian Hebner came out, thanks to Dixie, and Bobby Roode showed up, and yeah, it was a whole shenanigans. Earl Hebner came back out, got yanked out of the ring. Bobby Roode then helped Magnus win. Yeah, Magnus is still your champion. Brian Stifler was the one who made the count, so we had three referees.
Basically every referee on the TNA roster. You had all of Dixie's boys come out. Sting was the only one to defend AJ because, of course, you know, Sting was the only one still there.
Right.
Or capable of defending AJ, and Sting got beat up. And what was interesting is they held Sting up while Magnus got the pin and forced Sting to watch it.
Yeah, they all held him and forced him to watch, yeah.
Which was kind of interesting, but... And, you know, with that, of course, that ends AJ Styles' career, which, as we told you before Christmas, AJ Styles had wrapped up his contract and he was done with TNA. We also told you, I believe, last week that he had started working for Ring of Honor. He's gotten even more dates with Ring of Honor, so AJ Styles, at least for right now, is done with TNA and has left.
He is officially done with TNA, yes. He has no more contract obligations with TNA Wrestling.
So, an era has ended.
It indeed has. Solid Impact tonight.
Very solid Impact. I really enjoyed the feeling that it had throughout the night of the fact that this was a big night. It was very important, especially to Dixie. Mm-hmm. Where it's something of, it matters. This is important to her. She needs to ensure that Magnus stays champion, and she did everything she possibly could to ensure a victory against one AJ Styles. She had people taken out. She had people carted away. She had shenanigans abound in her main event. She ensured that could happen. Basically, I'm going to get my way no matter what.
Pretty much, yeah.
And I don't care who I have to go through to get it. Which was a nice change that they actually went there with that and committed to that.
Yep.
Where it doesn't matter if you're big or small, I will get what I want, and I will ensure that AJ Styles loses.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gone from TNA once and for all.
Correct.
So, you know, this was a really money show. I think I'm going to be a little disappointed next week because I don't think next week's is going to be as good. But we'll have to see because they've got some exciting things on the tab, don't they?
I think next week's going to be a good show. I think it's going to be Genesis. They're pulling. It's a 2-week event apparently now.
Yes. The release from TNA is as follows. TNA's Genesis will be a special 2-week event on Spike TV airing Thursday, January 16th and Thursday, January 23rd. Both Genesis episodes will feature your favorite TNA superstars competing in high-stakes matches. Featured matches over the 2 weeks and more to be announced include the following. So where do you want to start, the top or the bottom?
Start with the... It doesn't really matter at this point because they're all mixed match. Start from the top and we'll work our way down. This is, as always, brought to you by Memlane, promo.com for Bright Greens. Pick 'em.
Yes, pick 'em. Cane Kitten, sheet, ready, go. We've got the Icon Sting taking on Ethan Carter III.
EC3.
I've got Carter.
Cage match, Kurt Angle, Bobby Roode.
You're not going to pick?
I said EC3.
Oh, I thought you were just saying his name. You don't want to talk about it? You're picking?
Just picking. We're going to do quick picks. We got a lot to get into in the next segment.
Fine. Cage match, Kurt Angle, Bobby Roode. I say Angle gets the win.
He's got to get the win, right? Because his Hall of Fame stake is on the line. He has to beat Roode. Yeah, Kurt wins.
Yeah. Bully Ray versus Mr. Anderson. And there are stakes in this one as well.
What are they?
Did Bully and Anderson already have the match where if Anderson wins or if Anderson loses?
That was a long time ago.
Okay. For some reason, I thought that was this match. So it's just basically Bully Ray versus Mr. Anderson once and for all, one more match.
I honestly thought this was going to be turned into a casket match, honestly.
I was thinking casket, last rites, inferno. I didn't know what to think. I kept waiting for them to lay down a stip, and they may still do that. We don't know.
Either way, I'm going with Bully Ray.
Yeah. I gotta say Bully gets his win back. Because they have to start rebuilding Bully at this point, because they need that really strong heel again. And that's probably what they'll build Bully back into, is that strong heel character again.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, because that's really what he's best at.
It is. Knockouts title, Gail Kim, Madison Rayne.
I say Madison wins.
God damn, we can't pick this. We're picking the same goddamn thing. Yeah, Madison Rayne. It's her comeback. She finally knocks off Gail Kim. And Gail Kim will once again chase and try to get her belt back.
Now here's the $64,000 question. Does Lady Tapa turn on Gail Kim, or does Lady Tapa cost Gail Kim
the
match?
Lady Tapa cost. By mistake, an accident happens, and that's what happens there. Madison Rayne wins the Knockouts title.
Fair enough. And last but certainly not least, briefcase match, Cowboy James Storm versus Gunner.
Boom, 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 boom.
This is a hard one.
Gunner.
My head tells me Gunner, but my heart tells me Storm.
So where are you going?
I'm going with my heart. I can't not pick against my cowboy. I'm sorry. It's Storm. For me, at least.
There you go. So we finally... It took 5 matches, but we finally disagreed on one.
Well, you know, I want to see him get one more run. I still have that hope that he's going to get one more run.
I know you do.
And honestly, it's like they haven't done a lot with Gunner, so it doesn't make sense to me to have the shot on Gunner.
All right, there you go. There's our picks, and I'll probably get somebody to make picks on Saturday just to see how funny it is. By the way, we're making a lot of picks Saturday, so tune in to CB Radio for lots of picks.
Yes, lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of picks.
Because we're gonna
and they will have Subway repick after the show.
We're gonna have because the People's Choice Awards happen, so we're gonna have him pick that. Sorry, it's already happened. To see what he does, and I'm gonna actually have him pick the Golden Globes.
You're just evil.
I know, right? All right. That's your CB Radio tease right now. We'll tease it again later in the show, but yeah, there you go.
Well, anyway, speaking of teases, and well, speaking of breaks, we're going to take our second break of the evening. And when we come back, we have Tweet of the Week. We have our Question of the Night, which is, of course, what has you excited about the WWE Network? Because, well, we're going to be talking to you all about the WWE Network in detail, including some breaking news concerning it. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Love wasn't much of a friend of mine. The tables have turned, yeah. And calls me in, and where's that party? That kind of love was the killing kind. So listen, all I want is someone I can't.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey everybody, it's that time of year again. It's the Wrestling Radio Awards season and we need your help. This year, The Rack has been nominated for multiple awards, including Show of the Year, Male Interview of the Year, Female Interview of the Year, and yes, Media Interview of the Year. What does this mean? Well, it means we need your help. That's right, yes, you. We need you to vote for us. And you know what? It's simple. Once a day, go to www.wrestlingradioawards.com and vote for The Rack. It's that easy. And if we win, I promise I will give you each a cookie. Wait, what? No. No, I'm not sending anybody any cookies. Alright, come on. For legal reasons, no cookies will be mailed out. But if you can try me, best of luck there, I will happily give a very stale airline cookie. So once again, vote for The Rack once a day at WrestlingRadioAwards.com.
Looking for the latest in all things TNA Wrestling? Then look no further than TNAsylum.com. TNA Asylum keeps you up to date on all the happenings in TNA Wrestling, along with featured columns, full coverage of TNA-related events, and a first look on the behind-the-scenes events of TNA that you can't find anywhere else. Log on right now to the haven for TNA fans, TNAsylum.com.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns...
After 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moment... And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I, once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
Yo, I'm in 5 halls of fame. I wear a kilt. I play the bagpipes. Who am I? Huh? I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake. And you know what you're listening to? You're listening to Wild Talk. That's why they're trying to cage me.
Today, I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way, and God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise.
welcome back to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you, of course, by our friends over at Memorabilia Lane. That's right, MemLanePromo.com for all your memorabilia needs. And now we're going to take a little break, and we're going to have a little fun, and we're going to do Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
I know I don't have as many as you, so I'll go first.
Go first.
All right. Coach, a.k.a. CM Punk, debuting my Shooting Star Press tonight, right here in Fairfax, Virginia.
Yeah!
Yeah! CM Punk, somebody tweets him. Do you know God loves you, that God you think doesn't exist? Or I should say, don't exist. English people, learn it.
English, yeah.
English, do you speak it? To which Punk replies, which one? I hope it's Thor. Somebody else then replies, Thor isn't even real. There is one true God, the Creator, and he loves you, even if you reject him. Punk goes, Odin? Bless you. Jim Viscardi tweeted, were Legos always this expensive? To which Eric Young replies, ask myself that a few months back, hashtag drunk at Walmart. And William Regal, great news about the hashtag WWE Network. I filmed the other day for a documentary about me and the evolution of my character from Lord till now. They're doing a Regal documentary, y'all.
That's kind of amazing.
That's completely awesome. So, anyway, that's all I've got.
I'm going to give someone who just sent me a message, I guess it's their tweet of the week, is hashtag hash browns? I don't know. Just go. We'll roll with it. Anyway.
Interaction. Thumbs up.
You. Yeah. Anyone knows how to get a hold of me. All right. Plug it once. Someone tweets Taz, the giant baby in the Nationwide Insurance commercial is horrifying. He goes, agreed. Okay. That's where that begins. Dave Lagana, I've just been told that baby has been given a developmental contract. Taz replies, monster push heading the massive baby's way. Lagana goes, come on, pal, picture it. It's a giant baby. Making fun of Vince. That's tremendous.
Oh, it is tremendous. I'm not going to lie.
Not SportsCenter breaking. Roger Goodell has fined Lucas Oil Stadium Turf $250,000 for causing three Chiefs concussions in one game. One advantage, WWE creative humor, WWE creative-ish. One advantage if we sign AJ Styles is chances are unlike our current AJ, this one will probably won't accost former ESPN personalities. Not Bill Walton. A Hilton hasn't gotten this famous by luck since Paris accidentally released a sex tape. I am enthralled. Talk about the wide receiver. Larry Downs, every performer in the wrestling business knows the Eagles Saints game must feel like right now. Main event, huh? Follow this. Not Bill Walton. Andy Reid with the expert time management once again. Not Bill Walton. Andy Reid calls more awful timeouts than Chris Webber. Okay, wait. Well, maybe not that bad. Not SportsCenter. Andy Reid. I've got 17 timeouts, right? Not Bill Walton. Andy Reid blows a big game in January. Grass is green, the sky is blue, and Kobe loves to shoot. Not SportsCenter. Colts 45, Chiefs 44. Final. If you bet on this result when it was 38-10 Kansas City, congrats on becoming a gazillionaire. the fake ESPN. Chiefs, you never go full Romo. Not Charles Barkley. Damn! Andy Reid is just as bad at calling timeouts as he is with parenting. Hashtag terrible. Kevin Cooney of a newspaper, I forget which one here in town. Saints have lost the toss. Blame the cold. Chris McKendry. Foles, someone just tweeted her, or she works for his band. Foles had enough time to place an order for a classic hoagie at Wawa. She replies, Wawa, best reference of the day award. Not SportsCenter. Aaron Rodgers is on the sideline saying, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with a new defense. Doesn't seem to be working. Kind of needed to work for that. Just playing that one out.
Mm-hmm.
Fake SportsCenter. This is the worst thing to happen to Green Bay since cholesterol. AJ Lee got a tooth knocked out, which I'm pretty sure is just karma for punching Frosty the Snowman in the face every night on live events. Probably. Caitlin, hashtag old school roll tonight. Snoop-a-loop, bring your green hat. We're going streaking. Bacon, WWE Bacon. Is that J.C. Layfield or Ron Burgundy ringside? Hashtag old school roll. Scott Fishman, Wade Barrett leave Virgil out of this. Hashtag WWE, hashtag bad news Barrett. Not Bill Walton, the Auburn trailer parks are going to drown their sorrows in Pabst Blue Ribbon and boiled chicken tonight.
Yeah. Cause it's true.
Katie Nolan, if you aren't head over heels in love with football after the last 3 days, then damn it, you have no soul. Which is kind of right, because the last 3 days on Saturday, Sunday, Monday were awesome football.
Oh my god, they were. They completely were.
Cassidy Riley of CassidyRiley.net. That you're home for all things Cassidy Riley. I think that's the plug. Either way. He goes, you can't beat Destiny even with a Heisman quarterback. Gregory Helms replied, I'm sorry, what? Eric Ung, I was on ESPN starting to get over like The Rock, LOL.
Oh, EY, keep dreaming.
Fake Tim Tebow, back off, Jameis. God is mine. Rebby Sky tweeted, that game was like watching Ring of Honor. High spot, kick out of every finish. Gregory Helms replied, nicely done, LOL. Kind of was at the very end. Trish Stratus, oh, and one more thing. Where are them Godfather hoes at? Hashtag old school raw.
We asked the same thing, Trish.
We did. By the way, go vote for Trish in the Wrestling Radio Awards at WrestlingRadioAwards.com.
Yes, please do.
The fake ESPN, Trent Richardson, thanks Andrew Bynum for officially making him only the second biggest bust trade out of Cleveland. Ouch.
Burn.
Caitlin, you should watch Main Event tonight on ION. After all this time, I still haven't learned my lesson. Hey, AJ, the jerk store called. She replied, oh yeah, well I had... Wait, these accounts are still monitored, right? AJ, someone tweeted AJ, who wants to see the former Chick Busters, Caitlin and AJ, face off one final time? Check out Main Event. She replied, the daddy of the Chick Busters, not in the creepy way. Thanks for fighting for us. Caitlin replied, thanks, daddy. Also, can you show us how this internet machine works? We're continuing. The fake Tim Tebow, Johnny Manziel, has actually declared for the NFL draft, thinking it was a type of beer.
Probably.
Now this is where we get the goodbye Caitlin tweets to Caitlin WWE from AJ. Thank you for letting me have your tryout, your first match, your last match, and your Savage Garden CD. I could not have survived or succeeded without you, but I'm really sick. My reproductive organs won't have to endure any more spheres. Also, I'm pretty sure the best things we did were that WWE app fight, Payback, and that gif of us mounting each other in Russia.
Yep. Yep.
Caitlin replies to AJ Lee, you are my first, my last, and my all-time favorite. Hashtag the best I've ever had. Not sexually, of course. Kevin Sullivan, this is where we're going to get into the WWE Network stuff here in a second. I'm starting to get concerned for my upcoming lack of sleep. Hashtag WWE Network. The history of WWE. 2015, the hashtag WWE Network blamed for skyrocketing divorce rates in the U.S. And if the hashtag we found last night, here's a couple of them. Nick's WWE Network shows. It's always sunny in the pretend care center. The pretend cancer ward. American Horror Story. Divas champion Eva Marie. Hashtag Nick's WWE Network shows. And finally from Tommy Dreamer. Imagine if shows get ratings on the WWE Network. What would ECW get? Or would it be put on at 2 a.m. on Fridays?
It would totally be put on at 2 a.m. on Fridays. You know it would, dude.
Vintage ECW.
Right after WCW. The edited version.
The edited version. So after all that, that's the tweet of the week.
Good lord, you had a lot.
A lot of them came in the last day or so. Blame Caitlin being fired. Or quitting.
No, I'm not blaming Caitlin quitting, because you know what? There was like 5 for Caitlin, and the rest were all shots. Just pointing that out. We're going to start limiting your tweets.
No, we're not. Well, now, in a month from now, when football season's like over, I'm not going to have as many. But when I sit there on Sundays on Twitter, I just favorite. That's all. Just saying. Anyway, moving on now.
Yes, moving on to the WWE Network. Before we get into it, do we want to do Question of the Night? Question of the Night after?
We'll tie it all in.
All right. Well, in case you missed it last night, or you didn't hear about it, and you live basically, as I like to say, you live under a rock, take a shot. WWE made the groundbreaking announcement at CES that they will be launching their network, and, well, it's going live a little bit sooner than we thought, because originally everybody thought WrestleMania. Nope, the date for the launch of the network is at 11:05 p.m. on Monday, February 24th. So right after Monday Night Raw, y'all, the network goes live. And we'll get into the price after we tell you everything.
All right.
That you get. We're going to tell you the price at the end just to see if we can sell you before we tell you how much this sucker costs.
Yeah,
we got...
All right. You want me to run all this down?
Yeah, run it all down.
Let me take a drink of water because this is going to be a lot.
Yeah, there's... You get a lot, guys.
All right. So, to start off with, you will get... All 12 WWE pay-per-views will move to the network. Starting with WrestleMania 30. On top of that, you will get all past WWE, WCW, and ECW pay-per-views available on demand. Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's not bad. I'll take that. But what else?
And then,
because I know there's more.
Oh, there's plenty more. You will get WWE NXT on the network.
Ooh.
Which, by the way, on launch week, will be live that Thursday. A live edition of NXT on the network.
Ooh, I can't wait.
You get WWE Superstars. You will get a 30-minute pre- and post-show for both Raw and SmackDown. Probably pay-per-views as well.
Yeah, probably.
So, on Mondays, we'll be the post-show of Raw. I think that's how it's going to work. We may have to come up with a name. Who knows? There'll be 30-minute shows, so there's a half hour and half hour. You will get on. You will get over 1,500 hours of video on demand will be available at launch, which includes on-current airings of Raw, SmackDown, Main Event, classic matches, uncut, and uncensored. The network will be available on devices such like the PS3, Xbox 360, Roku, smartphones, desktops, laptops, and more. Coming soon to Xbox One and select smart TVs as well. So far, that's cool, right?
That's all really cool. But wait, there's more.
There is a lot more. There is a lot more. Trust me, there is, like, so much more into this one. Included onto that is a show called WWE Countdown, which is basically looking at, you know, a rankings list, a sort of debate, kind of top 1 to 10. Huh.
Gee, is it a great debate, or is it just a debate?
It might just be a debate, or just a ranking. It's not an actual great debate, because that would kind of steal someone's gimmick. Just pointing that one out. And, well, to sell us on WWE Countdown, we need help, Lindsay.
We do?
Yes, in the form of D-Generation X.
Now, if you remember many, many years ago when we first started doing this, you know, when I used to go out, I'd get a little anxious, I'd get lost. You know, I get nervous, much like I am right now, because I've never been in front of so many suits and ties before, except when somebody's terminating me, and I get nervous. And just like back then, the only thing I can think of is to just take my clothes off. I mean, that's what I used to do.
Hold on a second. No.
You get lost. You get a reaction. You just stop.
Hey, it's probably not the best forum for you to take your pants off anymore, Sean. I'm just saying, at our age, maybe we're best keep our pants off.
Okay, well, I am holding a little more holiday weight than I usually do, so. All right.
That damn holiday weight. Just saying.
I can live with that. Now, you know, I think about, I don't know, all the stuff we've done and...
Guys, you know, I love you so much, especially you, you know that. And you're awesome. How you doing? And you're awesome at interacting with the crowd, you know, and having fun. But that's exactly what our next show is all about. You know, WWE Countdown. It's a one-hour, groundbreaking countdown series that puts the power squarely in our viewers' hands as they rank and discuss WWE's most spectacular superstars, unexpected moments, best catchphrases, and more.
Hold on a second. It sounds like fun, but that's how you're going to put it out there?
I thought it was pretty
good. That's confusing. The hype?
It was descriptive.
You bring DX out here, and that's the build-up for it?
Well, can you do better?
Let me show you. Let DX show you how this is done.
Okay. Here we go. Hold on. Hey, come on.
What?
Come on over here and join us.
No, you
come
gotta
on,
get in.
Hide that dress up and come on over here.
Only Shawn Michaels can get
don't you worry. Now
stuff.
You gotta get down like this.
Assume the position, sister.
But I'm not gonna look. You're going to have to trust me on this, sister. Just pull it up a little bit.
I'm not pulling anything up.
It's not very ladylike, okay. But we... Come on.
It's good.
You're too tight. A little bit in the hips. Loosen it up. All right. Then, for the thousands in attendance, for the millions watching around the world.
And then he, you know, did the... Let's get ready for the WWE and that sort of thing. I just love assume the position, woman.
Right.
Or assume the position, sister.
Yeah, you could tell that DX and Steph were having fun with this. And that was the whole thing about the announcement, was it had a lighthearted, fun atmosphere to it. But WWE Countdown wasn't the only thing we heard about.
No, we also heard about Legends House, which has been filmed like 2 years ago, featuring a lot of reality stars. Retired stars, including Piper, Mean Gene, Pat Patterson, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and a bunch of others. Hillbilly Jim's involved.
Tony Atlas.
Tony Atlas, Jimmy Hart. It's going to be crazy. I get this feeling it's going to be a train wreck, but it's going to be funny.
I'm kind of curious to see it, but I'm a little scared. I'm not going to lie.
All right. There will also be a show called WrestleMania Rewind. They'll be looking back at specific matches in WrestleMania history. Pretty cool.
That will be pretty cool. I'm actually really excited to see that.
And then there's one more show that they're going to be premiering. And again, can't do this justice. We need help from our friends over at D-Generation X.
When I was little, I had something like this. You know, I mean, you know, and computers existed back then. I would have never gotten off the couch. I don't think I would. I'd still be laying there eating Fruit Loops in my underwear. It's a visual. Deal with it. Yeah. You know, one of the things, my favorite things about this whole deal is, the whole WWE, it's the catchphrases.
Oh, yeah. You know, you got to love
I love the catchphrases. I know what my favorite catchphrase, you know what your favorite catchphrase is?
Oh, yeah.
Right? You got your own? Let me, no. Sean. So we know what ours is. What's your favorite catchphrase?
You know, I'm
thinking... It doesn't matter what your favorite catchphrase is! Yeah, I got it.
I cannot believe I fell for that!
Okay.
All right, since you asked, do you want to know what mine is?
All right.
You're fired!
Well, that and because we heard it so many times.
You did hear it a lot.
It's actually a great segue, because...
That's
speaking
why we
of,
did it.
Exactly. Speaking of Vince McMahon, in the 1990s, Vince McMahon became a full-time character on WWE programming, portraying the evil boss.
That was a character?
But
when did he pick up the
evil boss? Okay, all right. Okay, boys, yeah. Boys. But
first, all right, there's more to that clip, but we'll get to that. He was a character?
Right?
And they both just busted laughing. Like, wait, he was a character? That wasn't.
Oh, shots at Vince abounded last night. It was great.
It was. It really was. And then, well, we continue.
Behind the scenes, Vince McMahon was embroiled in a real-life battle for the livelihood of his company as he went toe-to-toe with Ted Turner, as what became known as the Monday Night War.
The Monday Night Wars were a very real time in this
war.
There's no S.
There's no S.
Only one war.
One war.
Sorry.
Get that right.
It's on the prompter with an S. Not my fault.
It is, actually. I'll be darned, yeah.
It's war.
For those of you in the truck,
look,
it is on
look,
with the S.
Right.
No, there's an S right there.
Okay,
right there. Right there. There's an S.
And I got new
right there. There's an S.
Yep. Can you?
And he got scolded 30 minutes ago. There's no S.
Vindicated.
There's an S right there, Mr.
Vindicated. Whichever writer wrote that, it's even a capital S now. You know who you are. And the catchphrases are coming back in. You're fired. Monday Night Wars were a very real time, and I said the S again.
You still said wars.
I'm saying it with an S.
Let's say all of them with S. Monday's Night's War.
Yes. It's a very real time in the businesses.
Hurry up, Triple H's.
Thank you, HBKs.
HBKs.
It was a crazy time. We were in a real-life battle for our livelihoods. We went out there every single night with one goal in mind, and that was to steal the show. And it made for some epic television. Take a look at the Monday Night War.
That was tremendous.
Ez.
Tremendous.
I'd like to point out that in the Monday Night War, not wars,
war. Because there was only one war.
There's only one war. That was a fantastic bit, by the way.
By the way, that is a Vince McMahon saying, clearly. There was only one war. There was no wars. It was only a war.
Yeah. Stephanie's father came out of her mouth at that moment. Just pointing that out.
Uh-huh, because they all got the lecture.
Yeah, they got the lecture. But, yeah. Interestingly enough, it seems a certain dead man might pop up on at least the Monday Night War show, as when they showed the promo for the show, saying show way too many times, Taker was on it.
Taker's was on it.
And he's very candid. He's out of character. It's basically, if you've seen the Triple H DVD and you've seen the History of WWE DVD, it's from that same interview session where basically they sat him down looking like the thug Taker that he was.
Thug life. Basic thugonomics, yo.
No.
Word life.
I want you to get the mental image of Taker doing that in your head.
Kind of have it already.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Word life.
Anyway, they sat Taker down, and it's from that same session where basically they probably just sat him down for one day and had him talk about a variety of subjects. So I know I'm at least curious about that. I'm curious about a lot of the other shows, too, the History of WrestleMania, or I should say the WrestleMania Rewind. I mean, pretty much all the original content I'm curious to check out, just because some of it they've had in the can, some of it they haven't. It's fresh original content, and it's something different.
It is something different. Now, one question we were asked on the Tumblrs, does this whole thing include shipping and handling? There is no shipping and handling involved, but if you want something shipping and handling, Lindsay charges $20 per minute.
Yes, call my number.
267-297-1397.
Leave a voicemail.
Yeah, 10 minutes. Anyway.
Minimum of 10 minutes.
No, that's all you get on the voicemail is 10 minutes.
Yeah, no, but a minimum of 10 minutes is $20 a minute.
Ah, that's your rate. Okay.
$200. Bam. Sold.
Anyway.
Anyway.
I have no idea where we went. Anyway. We should tell people the price.
We should tell people the price. For all of this. You'd think this be uber expensive. You think it would... You wouldn't be able to afford it. Especially given the fact that they could charge anything they really want.
Yes.
Because this is a 24/7 streaming service, y'all. They have original content. They have on-demand. They have access to the video libraries. They have everything you can pretty much conceive of on this thing.
Right. I should mention there is something called The Vault, which will feature ECW television and a lot of other things, including the home video library.
Yes, we get past episodes of Raw and SmackDown all the way back to the beginning. You get, I mean, just the amount of things that you get is absolutely insane. And you get this, all of it, for the bargain basement price of
$9.99. Only $9.99? Get out of town!
$9.99. When that price dropped, I mean, it wasn't enough that, like, they're showing you all this stuff, right? And they kind of teased you, and then it's like, you know, they showed you some of the stuff, and then I think the $9.99 came in the first half of the thing, but it's like, when that price dropped, the internet exploded.
Now we should say that's $9.99 per month, but it comes with a 6-month commitment to the network.
Yes.
That said, they will only bill you. They will charge you only $9.99 per month. It's not you have to pay $60 up front. No. It's basically like your cell phone bill. They charge you. You know, you're committed to a 6-month contract. Fair.
Very fair.
So it's $10 a month, 6-month commitment. You get WrestleMania 30. Tremendous. You get WrestleMania to SummerSlam. And then you renew 6 more months, so you get September to WrestleMania again. How it's going to sort of work.
Now, we should note that you get WrestleMania this year, and then after this year, you do have to actually pay for WrestleMania. WrestleMania is not going to be included normally in the package.
Maybe. This is the
maybe.
Maybe. Because there's some interesting things coming up, especially from WWE's end and other providers, where it's like they see the pay-per-view industry as a dying brand, or WWE's going to keep it on there for now. How long, that all depends, because DirecTV earlier today were sort of maybe thinking twice about carrying WWE.
Yeah, basically the WWE came out and they said that, you know, we love our cable providers, we love the fact that they air our products, you know, this is not in any way an insult to them. They just see, one of the reasons that they gave why they went for an on-demand service or an internet service as opposed to a standard cable service is that they had more options and that they felt it was ultimately the better deal than to go with a standard cable network. Also, they know that the subscriber base is there for the internet service, because as we said, we listed all the devices that you can watch this on, and the only thing that you can't watch it on is on a standard cable box. I mean, literally, you can plug your gaming system up and still watch it on your TV.
Right.
So
it's there. You can put it on your television in some fashion. You can hook your computers to your TV. There's all that technology. It's there.
Right.
It's there. Now, a couple things, because we're going to get into this a little bit. Also featured a presentation, you had Steve Austin, you had Vince McMahon.
I wasn't done.
I'm going to go back to you. Chill. Steve Austin
get
was there.
Get on my own show.
Steve Austin was there. John Cena was there. Vince McMahon was in part of this whole thing. One thing we should mention, and I'll let Lindsay continue with this whole thing. WWE will be selling limited amount of sponsorship and ads for the programming, but most shows will air commercial free.
Yes. They will have, they are looking for a limited subscriber, or I should say limited sponsors, where basically it's going to be like, you know, this show brought to you by Doritos or whatever, and then you might have a commercial, but other than that, all the content will be commercial free. Which is a way better thing than Hulu or
Netflix.
Any other service that they're on.
I love that you used my Doritos example from last night. It's tremendous.
It's the first thing that popped in my head, dude.
My voice is stuck in her head. It's just tremendous.
Yeah. Well, you know what? My stuff sticks in your head, and you end up seeing Fandango all day, so.
I haven't Fandangoed in a couple weeks.
I'll have to work on that. But to kind of go back to what I was talking about before I got cut off, DirecTV is taking exception. Comcast hasn't come out and said anything. Dish hasn't come out and said anything. But DirecTV seems to be insulted by the fact that WWE is taking their pay-per-views and they are at least partially putting them on their network and eventually are going to pull them off the cable providers. And while DirecTV is basically saying, well, we're going to have to reevaluate. They don't know if they want to continue. They don't know if they want to continue with the WWE network.
Because it's been a 50-50 partnership between pay-per-view and WWE, and sort of like, well, your goal is not to sell pay-per-view as much anymore. It's just going to be there. So it's like, we're going to be losing out on money. So they've got to rethink their strategy.
Well, we had this long discussion last night, and they even showed it in their demonstration. For all 12 pay-per-views in WrestleMania, they said it was like, what, $670-something dollars?
$75? Something to that effect. Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a lot of money, and with the WWE Network, and that's just for 1 year of pay-per-views in WrestleMania. That's it. For 1 year, it's almost $700. Whereas with the WWE Network, this year it's $120. If they don't include WrestleMania next year, it's $190. So it's like you're still...
Yeah. You're right. You're right.
Yeah. Again, calculator. You can't argue with it. Anyway. The price is going to go up, potentially, if WWE doesn't decide to include WrestleMania as a part of the normal package. You're still getting a sizable discount, and it's something of you're essentially paying $10 a month for all the on-demand content, all the original programming, but more importantly, you're paying $10 a month for pay-per-view.
Yeah, that's pretty much the deal. I'm excited about that. I'm excited for actual pay-per-view I'm excited for it to be affordable again, because it hasn't been really affordable in a very long time.
I agree. It's something of, like I said, you and I had the discussion last night that pay-per-view, it's not feasible to ask people to pay $50 to $60 every month for pay-per-view. Some people can afford it, and a lot of people do it, and that's great, but a lot of people can't. And that's where you're seeing the illegal streams come into play. You're seeing torrents come into play. You're seeing basically people who want to view your product, who want to see it, but they can't necessarily afford it. So they're going to an alternative method to see your product. Granted, it's not the most legal of methods, but they are still going to that method because they're excited about their product, your product, and they want to see it. They just can't afford to pay for it. And I think obviously WWE has been collecting data on that. They flag certain events to see who's illegally downloading, who's illegally watching. They know what we know. They know we do this. There's no kidding anybody. And they gathered all that data, and they looked, and they saw what was really going on, and I think it's something of, they even acknowledged that it's not affordable anymore. It's not a viable option for them to ask their fan base to pay that. So it's something of, instead of going to an illegal stream and watching the pay-per-view every month, it's, hey, why don't you pay us $10, and we'll give you the pay-per-view in 720p, HD that you can watch on any device from anywhere.
Yep, pretty much. That's the deal.
That's basically what they're saying. And it's on top of it, we're going to give you all this stuff that you can see. So it's something of, you don't have to go to torrent sites and download Raw or SmackDown. You don't have to go there and go to YouTube or Hulu Plus and watch crappy uploads of matches. They're going to give you all these matches and all this content completely unedited. In full,
and the one thing, like, the pay-per-views is awesome. That's the one thing I'm really looking forward to. The second thing, I'm excited to watch NXT.
Yeah, that's the other thing that got us really excited, is something that we don't get here in the States that everybody else gets everywhere else is NXT. We don't get to see it. If you want to see NXT in the States, you either have to go watch it on Daily Motion, or you have to download it.
Or go to Hulu Plus, and Hulu is,
yeah.
I've tried Hulu, it's very ad heavy, and you can't skip around, and
Yeah, it's very annoying. Hulu Plus, no offense Hulu, but your ads are annoying. But this is something of, now we can see NXT in its entirety with no commercials, and we get to follow the superstars that we necessarily want to follow that haven't quite come up yet. And what's nice is, I think there will eventually be a backlog of NXT. We don't know how far it's going to go back, but at least of the last, what, 4 seasons of NXT? Something like that?
I know the first 4 seasons are currently on YouTube, so you never know, they may make their way to the network. We'll see. But either way, we're going to start to see NXT on the network, and we may start covering it more because we'll have the ability to see it on a regular basis.
Coming to the Rack Extra near you. And possibly the Rack, depending on how things go with other companies. But
right, exactly. But yeah, I'm excited.
We also get Superstars, too.
Superstars is on there. Yeah, I mentioned that before. Yeah, we get Superstars. It's like, I'm excited. And now, it's not available in it's only available in the U.S. It'll be available in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, United Kingdom, Singapore, Hong Kong, and the Nordics by the end of 2014 to early 2015, because there's television contracts, pay-per-view contracts that have to be cleared and established in those countries, restrictions, because especially in the United Kingdom, Sky Sports, there's a lot of pay-per-views for free, and they can't work out the logistics, so it has to be all worked out before it's available in those countries.
Right. So, but coming soon to an international country near you. But I'm excited.
I'm very excited. Here, now, the biggest question everyone's probably going to have is, will it be stable? Will the whole thing be stable? They are working with MLB Advanced Media, will help power the network, including the video stream infrastructure, app development, and the operational support. So WWE is not streaming it themselves. It's being run by Advanced Media, which works with ESPN and their Watch ESPN app. Never drops. They can handle everything. They do a lot with TBS and TNT for March Madness. Never drops. WWE went out of their way to get a legitimate backing for this network. They know what they're doing. Simply put, I am not worried about this network skipping, dropping. If it drops, it's on your end. This is not their end. This is going to be a stable to 24/7 network, and I have a feeling it's going to be very, very stable.
Yeah. Any issues will more than likely be on your end, with the occasional blip on their end, because obviously nothing is perfect. But this is, and that's one of the things that they highlighted, was that it literally took them 4 years of development on this network to get it to this point. And that's the one thing I think that, like, everybody, when they found out it was going to be an internet service, was waiting for. Was it, you know, is it going to be stable? Everybody was waiting for it to drop. They did an actual demonstration of the network at CES, at mm-hmm. this announcement that they had. And you're sitting there and you're biting your nails going, oh my God, is it going to fail? Because you've seen, you know, they take new systems out, they take new things out, see at CES and Comic-Con all the time, and they fail. Because they're not quite ready. This was completely ready, it was smooth, they were skipping around, they had no problems.
The only problem they had at CES was a teleprompter.
The teleprompter and mocking Michael Bay.
Is there the prompt?
Easy, Michael Bay. Take it easy, prompter boy. If it's not up there, you can't figure it out, for heaven's sakes. How do you know? They might put an S on the end of something that's not supposed to be there anyway.
That's right. Yeah. Hey, he's frozen up like there's a winter storm blowing. Hey, where we got you back there? Michael Bay, let the pros take over.
He's up.
All right. I believe he was going to pitch to another favorite moment in time, which is what you can do in the network here. So, Sean, why don't you pick one of our favorite moments in time, like go with like when the girls used to lift the...
No, I don't think we can. You remember about the earlier nakedness I wasn't allowed to do? I don't think we should probably be showing that. But I think I can. Obviously, I think what's equally as impressive as all of this is the least technical guys are going to let you all see how this is done.
Tap
all right?
The gizmo.
All right, give me a second. They're the touch thingies, right? You just gotta.
There you go.
All right.
It's so easy. DX can do it. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Watch me now. There you go. I gotta tell you, I've had a lot of good days in my life, but having a huge, powerful weapon between your legs and shooting up in the air randomly is about the greatest day of my life. Just saying.
I highly recommend it if you have the opportunity. You still frozen? All right, let me take it from here. On the WWE Network, 24/7, 365 days a year on nearly every device, there's an unlimited supply of favorite moments. Thank you very much. We look forward to joining you and
right,
you
right.
joining us.
We look forward to you joining us.
Easy there. I'm reading it, and my eyes go in the same direction at the same time. I got it.
Oh, but as well as you
I got it.
Silently
we look forward to you joining us on the WWE Network Live. Say thank you, Perkins.
Thank you, Perkins.
The shot at Sean's eyes twitching, going off in different directions. Hunter doesn't let the segment go where he doesn't take a shot at that. Just saying.
Tremendous.
Love DX. And they're going to be all over New York. I'm really looking forward to this. It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. Like, I was all jazzed up last night. We spent, 3 hours just talking network.
This is something really tremendously cool.
I'm really excited. It's going to be fantastic. And for only $9 a month, 6 month commitment required, you can get the WWE Network. You can start by signing up on www.network.com. They will take payments starting February 24th at 9 a.m. Eastern. But wait, there's more to that. Everyone, if you sign up, get a 1 week free trial of the network. Which is pretty cool.
Oh, I agree, 100%.
So they want people to try it out, so there's going to be a lot of... That's why NXT is going to be live that week. Because it's a big deal. It's a big thing, a big to-do.
Yeah, I'm excited. I know you're excited. Now, I'm curious to know what the people think.
The people are excited for the historical programming. People got a lot of comments last night about... They want to see, you know, the old libraries, and the old libraries are going to be there eventually. That's the thing. The old libraries are coming. They're not going to be you're not going to get everything right away. Because if you got everything right away, then, well, why are you going to pay for that? Why are you're going to get everything in a month and be done with it? This is not a month. They're not doing month by month thinking, oh, this network's only going to survive for a month. No. As Sean put it in an interview, this is going to be around for the rest of our lives.
God willing.
But that's the plan. This is not a 1 year, 2 year thing. This is it. This is the deal. They've started this. They're going to launch it. It's like everyone that says, oh, the network's going to fail. No, this is it.
With the way that they've presented it and the way that they're offering it, they're making it very difficult for this network to fail. The only way it's going to fail is if they don't get the subscriber base that they think they're going to get.
But they're going to get it. I have faith. I have faith in the people out there. I have faith in all of you to buy the WWE Network. And let it become successful, because then they will add a lot more stuff and a lot more live programming. Hell, one thing we didn't talk about, they're going to have a live daily studio show at some point on the network.
Yeah, they already have plans to expand the network out beyond what they're already offering. What they're going to do is they're first going to put forth everything that they've already filmed, everything they've got in the can for the network as it stands. They're going to get all that out of the way first, and once they get all that out of the way and they kind of stabilize the network as far as the subscriber base is concerned, then they're going to start shooting new stuff for the network. Then they're going to be coming up with more original content for the network. And we might start to see stuff that we didn't expect to see, because we don't know what they have planned, but we know they have stuff in the works. Because I think the eventual goal of the WWE Network is to actually have it be a full-on network, but instead of it being on a traditional format, it's on the internet.
Because, well, basically, the traditional format's, well, dying.
Pretty much, yeah. It's something of everything is now transitioning to portable devices where you can watch TV from anywhere. Dish and Direct and Comcast are already working with various providers to be able to have that capability. They all have streaming apps. They all have, you know, the networks themselves, USA, CBS, ABC, all are working on those products right now to be able to stream their channels on the internet, so that way people don't necessarily have to be sitting at home to watch. You can watch it literally from anywhere. WWE already went there.
Mm-hmm.
They're going there with this network, and it's something of basically... They just skipped the part of being on a traditional provider.
Because it was not cost effective for them.
No, it really wasn't.
They just got to cover production costs. This is all them. So, I'm excited. I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be awesome. I think it's going to be amazing. I'm ready. Bring it, WWE Network. Bring it.
Yeah. If you're excited about it, at least give it a chance. At least do the 1 week trial. And give it a shot. I'm really excited. I have a hunch it's going to be really awesome. It's very clear that they have taken their time. They have done this right. They have done their homework. And they're trying to make this something extremely successful. And I have a hunch it's going to be.
I'm with her. It's going to be successful. We're banking on it. Because when there's a successful network, which means we're going to bring you a lot more content. We'll have a lot more to discuss and talk about. We'll go back and cover old pay-per-views. We'll go back and cover old Monday Night Wars. And hopefully NXT.
Yes, at least NXT.
We're going to have some.
Because, you know, we believe. Boom-ching.
Go to behance.net, says Lindsay Ward, to check out the new Boleave artwork that Lindsay put out.
Yes, and tweet it at him.
Yes, tweet it at him.
Not that he comes on Twitter much anymore, but tweet it at him. So on that note, I think we're just about spent, unless there's any more breaking news.
Besides Ken Shamrock being a bodyguard now? No, we're good.
Okay. Well then, you have stuff to plug, so plug away.
As mentioned earlier, CB Radio Saturday Midnight is the weird, the wacky, unusual, perhaps somebody pick a lot. Golden Globes, TNA, People's Choice, we're gonna have some fun. It's CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Sunday night is WTF Sunday night with Mason Omegas, possibly Squag. I'll be there. I'll have some fun. It's the week in pro wrestling, Wrestle Talk Radio, the evolution of online sports entertainment. Monday night's a Raw Post Show. 11:30 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Thursday night for another edition of The Rack Live at 11 p.m. Eastern. Follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Join the Facebook group at Facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network. Lindsay.
Well, you can follow me on Twitter at Lindsay Ward, LINSWRD. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. Check that out. As the man said, go to behance.net/Lindsay Ward for all my artworks, including the new Boleave piece, which features one Bo Dallas. And of course, if you like my artwork, you can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com, and under the Contact Us link is a link to my Redbubble store, where select pieces are available for sale. If there is any piece that you'd like to purchase, you can contact me via my website, and I will see if I can make it available for purchase, depending on size limitations. And of course, visit CassidyRiley.net for all your Cassidy Riley needs, and buy the TNA One Night Only pay-per-view featuring the best of tag teams, because Cassidy Riley and Chase Stevens are on the show. So buy it. They were in the promo. I got very excited because I spotted a Cassidy.
She did. She was excited.
Also, please visit our fine sponsors, PWMania.com, TNAsylum.com, The Haven for TNA fans, if I could talk, and MemorabiliaLane, MemLanePromo.com for all your memorabilia needs.
Plus, go to WrestlingRadioAwards.com and vote for us for Show of the Year, Media Interview of the Year, Female Interview of the Year, and Male Interview of the Year. You can vote once a day at WrestlingRadioAwards.com.
That's right. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye.